Talking today with Heath Sanders from the Great Plains Canola Association. And Heath, we've obviously got well past our planting window now. We've got our canola crop in the ground for 2014. Let's talk about our planting season for this 2014 crop. You know, give me an overview of how you think things went.
Okay, Ron. This year, you know, of course, the planting window for canola was September 10th through October the 10th. And, you know, when we were first getting started planting, we were pretty dry. And we were a little, we kept thinking, yes, it's gonna start raining here for too long. And it did. We had guys planting canola, and across the state, we've got some really good-looking canola this year. We've got some guys with some smaller canola that was, maybe it was they planted it and we got a hard, you know, 3-inch rain on it, and they had to go back in and replant it and kind of, you know, fill in their stands a little bit. But the weather we've been having, we're getting some size on them, getting some leaves on these plants. And of course, the canola that got off on a good start, it's getting pretty good size now, and the brakes will be put on that pretty quick or already. So all in all, from what I've gathered, what I've driven across the state, we're in so much better shape than last year. It's just a sigh of relief to know that we're setting ourselves up for a good opportunity to make a good crop this next spring.
Are you seeing, you know, is there some uniformity of the crop this year? In other words, I know we're still short on moisture in southwest Oklahoma, but we've had at least some.
Southwest Oklahoma is, you know, you get south and west of Lawton, it's still very dry. It is very dry. I have seen some canola fields that looked really good down there, and then I've seen some stands and some fields that were a little bit smaller. As you get further southwest, you get more erratic rainfalls. You get a little bit further north, and it's a little bit more widespread. But it kind of depends on where you're at in southwest Oklahoma. But we've got a mixed bag. We've got, you know, some smaller canola. We've got some bigger canola. The big thing now is we do have more moisture than we had last year. Mm-hmm. And so we've got smaller plants maybe in some of these fields, but they do have some moisture under them. And that helps buffer that temperature and keep that plant healthier, even if it is a little bit smaller.
I know the race last year was to get enough foliage above ground to be able to handle the hard freeze and going into the dormancy and the winter period.
That's right. Whenever, you know, last year our rains were so erratic, we did not get as much fall growth. In some areas we didn't get any. In some areas we got pretty good. It all depended on the rainfall. And so with this year, with the amount of rain that we've got, you know, for the most part, the canola looks pretty good. Is it perfect? Probably not. But it's so much better than what we experienced last year that there's a lot of farmers out there that are pretty proud of their canola right now.
Last year, I don't know what, still really trying to get, I know our arms totally around how many acres we had, what, maybe a quarter of a million, something like 200, 250,000 in that range. More acres this year, right?
Yes, we're still going through the numbers and talking with the seed companies and trying to figure out exactly how many acres or how many bags were sold. We're thinking, you know, for Oklahoma, we're looking at a good, you know, 300,000. And for the region, for the southern Great Plains, you know, we're thinking maybe around a good 400,000. A big move in southern Kansas of putting more acres in. There's a lot more acres up in that southern Kansas this year. We definitely got more acres than we had last year, and we've got better conditions, and we've got guys off to the right start this year.
Now, one of the challenges we had was getting those written agreements approved by the USDA's Risk Management Agency. They didn't really come in time for the planting window, and that impacted us, didn't it?
Yes, it did, Ron. It did have an impact. You know, if the written agreements, you know, did not get back in a timely fashion, which altered what growers were going to do, and with the government shutdown involved with this, it pushed everything back again. So more work needs to be done in that area on written agreements and getting some more actuarials out there for some counties. This is some of the growing pains when you introduce a new crop into a region that you kind of have to go through. And it's all about trying to be patient and work through these steps let's all try to work together to accomplish our goal of getting insurance and increasing the acres out in the region.
The real key is for RMA to approve some additional counties so we don't have to get written agreements for those counties.
That is one of the steps that they're looking at doing. If you've got a county with a tremendous amount of written agreements and versus one that maybe a couple, two or three, maybe we can look at changing some of the counties with a lot of written agreements into having some actuarials for that. So it was kind of a perfect storm of events this year, a word of the wise, I think, as farmers look into the future, is to make sure that they. It's almost one of those things that when the combine is through cutting wheat, start turning in your written agreements and things so that things get done in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. I think we wait and push to the end of the envelope. And when you get so much coming in at once, it's hard to get it all done and get it back to everybody in order for them to get it planted on time and know what they have and what coverage they have.
As you talk with producers right now, those acres that are out there, they're up to stand. We're having cold weather this week, so some of the growing is going to slow down dramatically. What do we need to be watching for? What pests are out there that put us in danger?
Well, we've got farmers and producers still making the Roundup applications on their weeds. We are seeing some diamondback moth larvae, which is normal. We see this every year in the fall, and obviously in some fields we'll find some army cutworm damage. I haven't seen that much army cutworm damage yet, but there are some. If you see some holes in the leaves, that's generally some diamondback moth larvae. Mm-hmm. I've been recommending, if you're going across the field with a shot of herbicide to tank mix an insecticide in there with it to take care of those problems. And then we'll get a good freeze on things. Things are going to slow down. This canola is going to melt down. It depends on how hard of a winter we have. It's going to probably turn pretty brown and look pretty rough. It'll come out again in the spring and be good to go. But definitely look at the diamondback moth larva, and if you hadn't made that herbicide run, I would look at tank mixing those two products together to take care of those problems.
Okay.